I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 20th, 2015 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests, and I'm not sure, are you here for a particular item, or you're a student, or?
I'm here for government.
Well, good for you. If you have any questions during the meeting, raise your hand and we'll try to answer them. And did you find the agenda at the side table? All right. Well, you're quite welcome to be here. Glad you're here. With that, would you care to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and in between the public hearing and this meeting, the clerk was around the table and she handed out ordinance 27-2015. That's an ordinance that goes with agenda item 5A to approve the zoning change, ZA2-2015. She also distributed ordinance 19-2015. That goes with agenda item 16A, recommendation of the Utilities Committee to pass a 40-cent per front foot assessment for digital maintenance. Those are the only additions I note. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to schedule two committee meetings. I would like to schedule a finance committee meeting and a safety committee meeting.
Let's make 17A to schedule the finance committee and 17B to schedule safety committee.
Thank you.
Agenda additions from Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we need to schedule an economic development subcommittee meeting to discuss a potential request for a job creation grant and some updates on some of our economic development projects.
Let's make that 17C then. Any other items from other members of City Council? Not Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Hearing no further additions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on April the 6th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a couple corrections to the meeting minutes before we move to approval. Mrs. Capalini was not present at the meeting, so there were six present and one absent, and she was excused at that meeting. And with that, I would move that the Journal of Minutes of the April 6, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as amended.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from April 6, 2015 as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. We welcome the, are you students back there? You got the agendas? All right. Good for you. We'll move on to agenda item five. This is a part of the public hearing held in these council chambers this evening at 7:15. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We held a public hearing this evening for zoning ordinance ZA2-2015, which is a request to change zoning at 5363 Silica Drive from R2 single family small lot district to R1 single family large lot district. There was no one here to speak really in favor or against this ordinance change, but we did have Mr. Arnold present from the school, and he did help us understand the real need for this change that will allow the university to use this space as well upon as needed. Also, just for the record, all members of council were present and administration were present as well. So with that, there was a motion to advance legislation to this evening's meeting. That's it.
All right. Mr. Arnold, your name is actually in the title of the ordinance. So I guess that means you spoke in favor of it. Mr. Hayne.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 27-2015, all members of council having previously received copies. I will read by title only, approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-2-2015 under petition of Gregory L. Arnold on behalf of the Board of Education of the Sylvania City Schools to change the zoning of the property at 5363 Silica Drive, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 27-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 27-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 27-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 27-2015 is approved. Agenda item 6 and agenda item 7 both have to do with the Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project. Agenda item 6A in your council packets is a report from Kevin Aller concerning the fifth of five easements needed for the project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you indicated, this is the last easement that we need for the project. This easement is with the Sylvania United Church of Christ. The easement compensation is $2,980, and just like the other easements, this was the initial offer. This is what we valued the easement as, and the property owner accepted that offer. And I would recommend its approval.
All right, that easement is 6B in your council agenda's ordinance 20-2015. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 20-2015. All members of council having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting from First Congregational Church of Sylvania, also known as Sylvania United Church of Christ, a grant of permanent utility easement and a grant of temporary construction easement for the Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project, dedicating the easement areas for public purposes as expressed in the easements, providing funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 20-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 20-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 20-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 20-2015 is approved. And that takes us to agenda item 7, which is we need council to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for this Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project. Mr. Mishka.
This is a, I think this is the conclusion of the individual projects that we've been working on to authorize the clerk. Is there a motion from anyone in the council to authorize this?
You should make it.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, I want to make a motion to authorize the advertisement of the bids for the Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project.
Second.
And moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Erie Street Waterline Replacement Project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Project estimate is $182,000, and in the letter from Mr. Allard states the construction is scheduled to begin after the Marathon Golf Classic tournament and is to be completed by Labor Day. That's a pretty tight schedule, maybe 40, 45 days, something like that.
Yeah, it is a little tight, but 900 feet is in the realm of waterline replacements is a pretty easy project. And not a lot of pavement replacement.
It would have made quite a mess for the tournament, because there's a lot of people parking on top of what you're going to be digging up. So it's good to hold off on that, keep the mud away. All right. Do you have an anticipated bid date?
Being approved today, we'll have that. The first advertisement will be this Wednesday, and it will bid the second week of May.
All right. Very good.
Apologize for a bit.
That's all right. I put you on the spot there. So we'll be back with bid results the second meeting in May, it sounds like.
Correct.
Okay. All right. The next two council items, 8 and 9, are to authorize the donation of unneeded equipment from the police division to donate to other agencies. The first one is proposed ordinance 21-2015, and this has to do with some outdated microphones and communication gear worn by the officers. It's not vision. It's not visual stuff. It's oral radio stuff. And Chief, why don't you explain what's involved and why you're making this recommendation?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Basically, what was happening with the electronic stuff, you know, with the error with that we're going through, the manufacturer is no longer making this product. And when they're not making the product, they're not making the parts to replace it. So after about 7-8 years, they give you notification that the product's not going to be made anymore. And they keep, usually the parts are kept in stock for a couple of years. So what we had to do is go out and buy a new, what's called a mic pack. This is a audio little box that the officers carry on their belt right there. But what it does is record their voice when they're on a traffic stop. They can also activate it when they go up to converse with anybody on the street, anything of that nature. So basically, we had to go out and buy some new mic packs, and we have the old used mic packs that we have. So what we do is we send out word to other agencies to find out who would like to have these, and it's easier for us to go ahead and donate the whole pack of all the items that we have than trying to sell it on a gov deal, for example. A lot of times when you're no longer making the product, nobody's going to be buying that on a gov deal because the parts aren't going to be available anymore to fix it. So it's, and then the other problem you have on a gov deal with items like this, you might have somebody buy 3 or 4 of the items and you still have 25 of the items left. So it's easier to go ahead and donate. We send out word. We have probably 30 departments contact us on this. And what they do is they take this in, and what they do is they cannibalize from the items that we give them to fix everything that they have until they can buy new, mic packs and such.
So how did you happen to settle out Cuyahoga Falls other than the other?
Actually, they were willing to take the old kit and caboodle, everything from us. We had Toledo PD contact us, but they found out they couldn't use this because they have the newer version that we have. We have Walbridge PD contact us, wanting only 3 of the mic packs. So it's easier for us to get rid of everything all at one time than trying to send 3 here, 4 there, 2 there, and so on. So it would be my request that the council approve the donation to Cuyahoga Falls.
I've been to Cuyahoga Falls. That's a suburb of Cleveland.
Yes.
I think I've played baseball over there. It's not a, it's a suburban community as well.
Yeah.
Surprised that they're still on the old system, but they're making it work.
Yeah. They contact us and said, yeah, they take the whole, everything from us.
Well, let's remember to ask for a favor from them someday.
I will.
Mr. Mayor, you might be driving through there sometime.
That would be inappropriate. There was some inappropriate activity in that ball game. That was the location. We had one of their players deliberately bunt the ball down the third baseline, and one of their ladies ran out and put her hoop skirt over that ball, and that was quite a problem for our players.
Mr.
not appropriate. All right, that was not appropriate for our meeting discussion, but that's why I remember Cuyahoga Falls. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 21-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, authorizing the donation of L3 mobile vision equipment to the Cuyahoga Falls Police Department, determining said property to be of no further use to the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 21-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 21-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 21-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 21-2015 is approved. Then item 9, proposed ordinance 22 is a donation closer to home. Safety City occurs every summer and they use electric cars, little electric cars, to help teach the rules of the road to young people, to the kids getting into kindergarten. And those apparently have gotten older and we're ready for some new cars. But Sylvania and your family services would like to take the old cars, probably to put new batteries in them, fix them up, and use them for their after-school programs, I would guess.
Yes. So, once again, you know, we have these old cars that have been driven there at Safety City. Over the years, we have fixed the, I believe, the steering wheels, and now they need batteries. And Sylvania Area Family Services is kind enough to take them off our hands for us, and we would like to donate them to them. So I'm requesting council's approval.
Again, this donation and the one to Cuyahoga Falls should go with something from the law director, not giving any warranties and assuming any liability for the equipment after it leaves our ownership.
Yeah.
That's a good program up at Sylvania Area Family Services. I'm glad they want them, and I recommend that this one be done as well. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 22-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, authorizing the donation of 7 used Power Wheel type electric cars to Sylvania Area Family Services, determining said items to be of no further use to the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 22-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 22-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 22-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 22-2015 is approved. For the students that are here, we've been going through a process of 2 motions for every ordinance. These have been non-controversial, unanimous votes, and our city charter requires ordinances to be read in their entirety 3 times. And we are allowed, because everybody gets a copy ahead of time and the public can look at them online, we are allowed to have a motion to read by title only and to waive the second and third readings. That's what the first motion is. The second motion is to allow us to pass in 1 council meeting rather than 3 consecutive meetings by a supermajority of council, 5 votes or more. And that's why there's 2 motions for every ordinance. Let's move on to agenda item 10. We have some more ordinances to do tonight. Ordinance 10 is to accept for annexation petition 2014-4. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance is to accept into the city the library property, that the new library at King in Sylvania. This annexation was filed back in October, and the hearing was held in December, and it was approved by the county commissioners. We just have to wait a statutory period after the annexation is granted to officially accept it into the city. And this ordinance and then also ordinance, the following ordinance, are both to do that for. This one is for the library property.
I don't know if council's had the opportunity to view the proposed plans out there, but it's a beautiful library they're planning to put out there. It's about a $6.5 million project. Its entry drive aligns with the front entrance drive across King Road for the Kroger complex. I met with Mr. Scholes and Mr. Osmansky about this project today. They expect $1.5 million to $2 million payroll coming to our town as a result of this library, and it's because they are moving their bookmobile program and their outreach programs into the back of this program. So this is new jobs to the city. The reason I met with them today is they are asking for the city to help them with a couple of utility and some other issues, and I said we're going to take a look at it. Bringing that many new jobs to the city, I think we can afford to help them out with their project. They did donate right-of-way to the city, or they're going to be donating right-of-way to the city in front of that project on the east side of King Road as required. They have to do it, but they paid dearly for that corner property, and they're donating it right back to us so we can put that new right-turn lane in that we've talked about. We haven't been able to do that right-turn lane until they've purchased the property, cleared the property, and now it can be done. So the administration is going to take a look at what we can do to help them with the project since they are helping us with our projects as well.
Mr. Mayor, are we anticipating, given the location of it being directly across from Kroger's, needing a traffic light there?
I had that discussion with him today, and I don't think it's practical to put one there.
That's why
it's
too
close to the intersection.
Right.
The Andersons and Kroger wanted a traffic light at their common driveway, and it's just too close. The school district is providing access to Cougar Lane for their service vehicles, for their bookmobiles and the like. The plan is to gate that right now, but if access onto King Road becomes unsafe, I think that the schools will be inclined to let patrons get to that driveway. But for now, it's a school driveway. Hmm. If you're not aware, the property on the south side of Cougar Drive is commercial property, and the owner, developer of that property has asked several times to different school boards and different school superintendents, could they have access onto Cougar Drive? And the answer has always been, no, it's not a public right-of-way, it's a school drive. But another public agency, like the library, is a different thing than a store or an office or something like that. So there is a curb cut. There's no curb, but in fact, a curb cut, a connection to it, but it's going to be gated at least to begin with.
Okay. Thank you.
That we have ordinance number 23-2015 to accept this property into the city, which makes the new jobs part of our community. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 23-2015. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting for annexation to the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2014-4, for which James E. Moan is the agent and as hereinafter described. Providing for the interim zoning of said territory, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Before we move on with the motion, Mrs. Westfall, you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. I perhaps should have asked this of the law director in advance. In section 2 of this, it indicates that this property is currently zoned residential agricultural and that it will be established as R1 single family. So does this legislation mean that that already will happen, or is that a separate piece? I mean, is that included, and that means this is
right.
Included?
That's correct.
With this legislation?
That's okay. Correct. The township, so, yeah. Yep, that's correct. The township zoning is the residential agricultural. When we accept it, we have to provide our closest, and a library is permitted in an R1.
That was my next
question. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So it's been moved that ordinance number 23-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 23-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 23-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 23-2015 is approved. It has been, I think it's the standard that whenever property is annexed from the township zoning code into ours, we find the closest zoning that we can, and that's the zoning inside the city. It is not a change in zoning. We try to do it so it isn't a change in zoning. The townships and the city's zoning areas do not always align perfectly, though R1 is pretty close. It's not a problem, and it is good that the library can go there, because that project is well underway from a planning standpoint.
You reviewed the plans in the Planning Commission, didn't you?
We did. We approved the Architectural Board of Review approved those plans. and it is a monumental building. It's very attractive, and it, to Sylvania, it'll be unique in that it is such striking architecture. Actually, if you look down at it in plan, there's windows going out the front, and it actually looks like the book, pages of a book opening up.
Oh.
But its materials would not, really don't meet our architectural review guidelines. And in the downtown area, if it had been for across the street at the library, I'm not sure that I would have recommended it. But out there, where it's surrounded by split-faced concrete block buildings, this is going to be a jewel in that part of town. It is going to be very special.
Yeah.
And very striking. They are saving the existing sand dunes and oak trees to the southwest corner of that property. They're not paving over it. They're not doing anything to it. They're maintaining the current contours, which kind of slope from the south there at Cougar Lane towards Sylvania Avenue. It is going to be very attractive. And they're asking for our cooperation to help maintain, to help not for the long term maintain, but help put in some sidewalks and amenities to make it look like it's sitting in a park. Some benches and some water fountains, and they're going to pull the sidewalk back away from the right of way and take it through that park. It's wonderful thinking going on at that project. And yes, the Plan Commission recommended it. It does not come to City Council. It's a Board of Architectural Review. And they made a wonderful presentation. They brought all the materials with them. It was quite something. Okay, let's go to page 2 of our ordinance. We're up to agenda item 11. We have a second annexation for acceptance into the city. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is an annexation that was filed back in October and granted by the Board of Commissioners in December. The statutory time period has elapsed, and now we can officially accept this property into the city. This is a single owner on Alexis Road who wanted to tap into city water and was happy to annex and was looking forward to receiving city services.
Neither one of these were contested by the township. These were smooth annexations, and this is just, the city has to accept property into the city, just as in a little while they're going to be asked to accept the deed for the Baptist Church on South Main Street, simply because it's a requirement of the city that the City Council accept any new property for annexation or for our own ownership to make sure we're not given something we don't really want. That's why we do these. So, Mr. Hanum, Ordinance 24-2015.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move adoption of Ordinance Number 24-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting for annexation to the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2014-5, for which James E. Moen is the agent, and as hereinafter described, providing for the interim zoning of said territory, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 24-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, Ordinance Number 24-2015, as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 24-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 24-2015 is approved. Agenda item 12 is a request to enter into an agreement with Lucas County for the CAD, or the Work Release Court Addiction Diversion Treatment Program. Mrs. Brining, why don't you describe to us what's going on here?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The judge has requested that we authorize this agreement. He currently utilizes the work release program through Lucas County. It's much more efficient than us having to set up our own work release program. And we haven't had an agreement formally before, but now they're getting busier and their beds are at a premium, and they've requested that our court enter into an agreement with them so that the judge can utilize the two beds should he choose to order the CAD program for any offenders.
Is the CAD program separate from the work release program?
They are two separate. This is specifically for people dealing with addiction issues. There's another work release program for people that don't have the addiction component, but the judge just orders work release as part of their sentence.
Is it, so this is an, is this an additional?
No.
Cost?
No. And it is going to be paid out of, it's currently paid out of the court indigent fund. The only difference is that now we have an agreement. We haven't had an agreement before. The judge has just ordered them, and the county has accepted them. But since beds are at a premium, he doesn't, there's not always room for anyone that the judge wants to send there. So they've just requested that we enter, have this agreement so that there's always two beds available to our judge.
And do we pay for them whether they're used or not?
No.
We only pay for them as we use them.
It says right. It's a per diem rate.
Per diem, right. $83.
Well, that's $83. It's expensive. Our court mm-hmm. to send them there.
And yeah. They are able to use their indigent fund, the court's indigent fund, which they, the money gets deposited in there for any reinstatement fees that are paid. So it somewhat pays for itself, and we have been using it and paying for it. We just haven't had to have an agreement before.
It'd be interesting to know how many city residents get sent there as opposed to from the city of Sylvania mm-hmm. Holland as opposed to mm-hmm. Sylvania Township.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess so too.
Maybe less.
And what's the alternative is he does what with these folks?
There may not be the beds available, so he would have to order jail time or I don't know what he would do if they just have to wait until beds are available. But I know that it has been an issue, and it is something that we've been discussing, the judge and I have been discussing off and on since the fall, that they were pushing towards wanting an agreement from the communities that were or the courts that were participating.
If we could only pay for city residents, I wonder if we could get the township to make this option, pay for this, to make this option available to their township residents.
So wouldn't it still be a problem for the Sylvania court system, though, if the beds aren't available and we've got people?
Right.
I mean, it's still the court's
and
problem.
I don't know if the township, I don't know all of their finances.
We can take a look into that,
yeah.
Though, Mr. Hanum. Mm-hmm. That seems like an appropriate mm-hmm. question to ask.
We could ask the question.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask that question.
And right along with that, Mrs. Branning, I know the answer, but do we have a public defender agreement in place?
We do not.
Yeah. That would cost us a lot more.
$50,000.
Well, and I only, we're not getting much help on this issue from our legislature, and I really wonder if there aren't, if maybe we shouldn't get, try and be aggressively creative about addressing this issue.
And I thought Mrs. Sears was getting to that point, and I think it's Mason, Ohio, or someplace like that north of Cincinnati that is in a similar situation with us. And I neglected to ask that question of her when I saw her a couple of weeks ago, and I guess I'm going to need to call her up and talk about this because she was trying to get it attached to the budget bill and straighten this out for a few municipal courts around the state. So I will call her on it.
And
you can too.
I actually talked to her today on something else, and I didn't bring this up, but I'm going to be talking to her again shortly. For our audience, the issue here is that the city of Sylvania, which is a small portion of the caseload for the court, pays the vast majority of the court budget under state law. We do get some contribution from the city of Holland, which is also in this, but Springfield Township, and the northern part of Springfield Township and Sylvania Township basically get a free ride on what costs us about $1 million a year.
All right. Well, we do have proposed ordinance 25-2015, which I recommend
we
get
into. Can
we
wait on this? Maybe you could explain to the judge why we're going to wait on this.
You're looking at Mrs. Branning, I hope.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Hanum. The issue is, though, it isn't, I'm happy to wait on it, and I'll be happy to talk to the
for
judge.
For me, that'd be very interesting.
But just so council understand, it is something that I can't tell
that
him not to continue to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he will still
have people go there, and we will still, the court will still be paying for it, just not under an official.
Let me ask a question. Are we in a, if we defer it, if we delay it, are we putting ourselves in the position of the county withholding beds from us?
There's a potential for that, because we don't have any reserve.
That would put the court and the system in a bad spot, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure that just to make, are we doing this to make a point?
I would actually like to explore, and I'll be happy to talk to the judge with you about this if you want, but I would like to explore ways, you know, certainly the judge has ability to some extent to assist us by recovering the cost of this and recognizing that all the defendants that appear before him are not equal. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is something of a benefit to to someone who's been convicted of a crime to get treatment and to get a work release program, as opposed to a harsher sentence, and to the extent that there's a cost there, you know, the judge can impose greater costs. We could get some help from Judge Ramey on this cost issue too. I mean, there's a.
I believe he does impose them. It's just, as with anything, collecting.
Do they
them.
Get collected?
Right, right. Right. But I think delaying it for, or if you want to set it to discuss in the safety committee meeting, I'll be happy to talk to the judge before that meeting and get some feedback and comments from him and bring that to the committee meeting if you want, or to the next council meeting.
So I would like, I can't imagine that 2 weeks is going to change.
I think, right. I agree, Mr. Hanum. I think one meeting is fine, I think.
And what I'd like to do in the interim is think about, is there something here? I don't know if there's something here.
No doubt about it. You have more leverage before you pass it than you do after it. So.
And just out of curiosity, one thing that's a little unclear to me is if I'm assuming the two beds that we're talking about here are sufficient based upon your conversations.
That's correct.
But if we do defer, or we don't come to some resolution, maybe for the next council meeting or what have you, and these individuals are sent to jail, what is the cost to the court system and therefore our budget of sending someone to jail relative to the $83 a day?
We currently do not have a contract with Lucas County for any reserved jail beds.
Okay.
Which is a decision that was a strategic decision that was
made.
So currently the per diem rate is about, and Chief, can you help me on this? I can't recall.
I think it's around $147.
That's what I was thinking, $147 a day.
Okay.
And we are not paying for non-city residents'
correct.
Jail time. It is a county expense. It's the mm-hmm. issue that's a hard discussion right now between the county commissioners and the city of Toledo. We are already taking that position.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we pass this, we would be paying the $83 a day, whether the person lives in the township or Springfield Township or what have you. And if
I'm not sure where the indigent funding comes from. That's mm-hmm. the only thing I can tell you. I'm not
mm-hmm. okay.
Who's paying the indigent funding?
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that one. But I think if there is going to be a safety committee meeting scheduled and you want to discuss it more, I would recommend you explore it for a couple of weeks.
But what I heard Mr. Hanum say is that we needed to take this up with the judge, right?
Right.
Some more discussion there.
And the judge requested this, I assume.
That's correct.
Right. I mean, it's wonderful to have a safety committee meeting, but if we're not going to get some dialogue going with the judge, because he needs to change, what I understand you saying is change his practices to some degree.
I don't, if it's possible for him to do that, I'd like him to do that. You know, I'd like to hear his statement, his thinking on that. But I also wouldn't mind exploring the option of seeing if there isn't someplace else where you get $83 when it's being used to for the benefit of our township neighbors as opposed to city neighbors?
That is the long-term question we've had with, not just Sylvania Township, but the other ones. The answer will be, well, if they're not instructed to pay it, they're not allowed to pay it. That'll be the answer that'll come back. And it needs to be straightened out with the state of Ohio legislature to say who's responsible for paying that. And home rule charter townships are the place to start. We had that legislation where we wanted it about 12 years ago until it was overturned by the Attorney General as to what the meaning of the words meant. But check in with Mrs. Sears, check in with the judge, and let's continue this discussion.
Can I just ask another, or make another observation? It seems unlikely that a conversation with Mrs. Sears and a conversation with the judge is going to lead to a resolution in 2 weeks. So I think that'll be the next conversation we'll need to have. Is there any sense of urgency? There is an option to terminate this contract upon 30 days written notice. So I think certainly in 2 weeks, if that's the choice that we would make, it would be an option. But I would want to be cautious in delaying it too much beyond that time frame.
We'll just defer this to the next council meeting, which is on May the 4th. We will put it back on the agenda that night. Okay, if we're ready, let's move on to agenda item 13. This is to accept the deed for the First Baptist Church at 4827 Holland, Sylvania. The closing has taken place with this, and again, it's a requirement that City Council accept the deed. You should. You voted to buy it, and city funds have been spent to buy it. So this is a no-brainer. We have proposed ordinance 26-2015. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 26-2015. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Accepting from First Baptist Church of Sylvania, also known as First Baptist Church Sylvania, a corporation warranty deed for the property located at 4815, 4821, and 4827 Holland Sylvania Road, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 26-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 26-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 26-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 26-2015 is approved. With the acceptance of this deed, we can now file an annexation petition for this property so that it can be brought into the city as well. And once that's accomplished, we can incorporate it into our CRA district and make it more marketable and valuable for city development. Moving on to agenda item 14, this is an annual ordinance providing for the controlling of blight and disease of shade trees and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removal of shade trees in and along streets and within property public right-of-ways with the City of Sylvania. This is a $35 per front foot assessment. It has not been changed for some time. Kevin, I don't know how long this one's in place, but we're not looking to raise this one this year.
No, we're maintaining this one. It is just a slight correction, Mayor. It's 35 cents per front foot.
What did I say?
You said $35.
Oh, 35 cents. Absolutely. Wow, that would cost me a lot of money. as well as everybody else. 35 cents. This was originally established years ago. This is one of the requirements of being a Tree City USA that we have a tree ordinance, and that we provide for the care and maintenance and replacement of trees along our right-of-way. This is one of three assessments that are citywide in the city, those being the trees, the ditch maintenance that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, and also street lighting.
other assessments in the city are not just citywide. For instance, Arbor Way, where we just had the sanitary sewers put in, there is an assessment there, but that is only on those improved property owners. So this is one of three. We do not assess in the city of Sylvania for leaf collection, and we do not assess in the city of Sylvania for snow removal, as the city of Toledo does. With that, Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 18-2015. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Providing for the controlling blight and disease of shade trees and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the city of Sylvania. Authorizing the director of public service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2015, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of section 727.011 of the revised code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense thereof upon abutting property, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 18-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage ordinance number 18-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 18-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 18-2015 is approved. Have you students been here before? So you don't know about, you have. Does anybody not know about our standing committees and why I'm calling on city, certain council members to read certain ordinances? We better explain that. We just went to Mrs. Cappellini. She is chairman of our forestry committee, Parks and Forestry. So that's why she read about the tree maintenance one. I'm going to let city council introduce themselves and what committees they're in charge of. And the process is when an ordinance comes in front of council, the committee chairman that represents that area of city business introduces the legislation. Mr. Hainem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Doug Hainem. I'm the chair of the Zoning and Annexation Committee.
Well, I guess I could say Katie Cappellini, chair of Parks and Forestry Committee.
Jason Mishka, chair of Utilities and Environment.
Mary Westfall, and I'm president of council, and in my role as president of council, I chair Finance Committee and Safety Committee.
I'm Sandy Hussman, and I'm chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm the chair of Streets.
I'm Mark Lukey. I'm the chair of Human Resources and Community Relations.
Okay, so now you know the mysteries of how we operate our meetings. We're done with agenda item 14, so let's move on to agenda item 15. We did finish 14, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, so we're on to 15. This is to appoint three members to the Historic Village Trustee Board. I'm going to try to update council on this, and correct me if I get awry here, but this does not take an ordinance of council to do this. City council are the operating members of the Historic Village, but you appoint to operate it for you trustees that run in the day-to-day operations, hire the manager, and take care of things up there. Mrs. Hussman has been representing us on that board, but to appoint and make official new appointments to that those board, City Council has to sign off on these committee appointments. It is not going to take a motion tonight, but it may take your signatures to do that. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You explained that very well. It sounds so good when you say it. It gets confusing in the process of getting things done, though. I have in front of me, Mrs. Brining has prepared for us an action by written consent of the voting members, and it will need all of your signatures. I did send out bios for the three new members. I have copies here if anyone did not see them. But we are adding, Mr. Armstrong decided not to renew his three-year term. We had two members who agreed to do that. Tom Blank and Evan Erickson agreed to serve three more years. In addition to that, I guess I should back up a second. We have the ability to have 12 members, each with three-year terms. The terms ending April 30th of 2018 would include now Mr. Blank and Mr. Erickson, since they have offered to renew. We've added Adam Fineski and Beth Killian as our suggestions moving forward for the next 3 years. Mr. Fineski is the Executive Director of Curriculum and Assessment for the Sylvania Schools, and has shown an interest in being on our board. And we've suggest Beth Killian, who also is a businesswoman and, as you saw in her bio, has done many different things. And I loved where she said when she sold her business in 2014, the first call she made regarding opportunities for involvement and participation was to the Sylvania Historical Village. We want her. We have three terms ending April 30th, 2017. That would, one would be myself, Kim Hess, who works for the Toledo Public Schools and is very involved in the standards, which is important when you're doing school programs. Mary Kay Solt is our president and was formerly the treasurer as well. Bob Smith and Tony Aridi will continue for another year. Bob Smith is a member of the Historical Society, and Tony has been doing our treasurer and some of the maintenance work, which will be a void with Army Bob Armstrong leaving, and we're looking into replacing that part of the work that needs to be done. We have suggested Sue McHugh as a one-year term, as we wanted to collaborate with the Lathrop House, and she's the head of that, I believe, at this point, and has agreed to serve a one-year term, and I think looking forward, she would maybe appoint someone else from that group to continue. So we have that collaboration between the history groups here in Sylvania. That being said, if there's any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them. Otherwise, I would like to pass around the legislation? No. It's just action by written consent of the voting members for you all to sign.
I did go up to the historical village yesterday for one of the events that was going on up there, and I talked to Mrs. Erbskorn, talked to a couple of the board members, and there's a lot of good things going on with our historic village right now. There's new life and vitality with the new director who's doing a terrific job. And like the Art Commission that took off a few years ago, I think the Historic Commission is about to do the same thing. You do that by having strong, interested board members, and these three board members are just all quality people. And I like what you said about Beth Killian. That's Mrs. Mike Killian, if you don't know. They all want to get involved. Adam Fineski is an active person in the community. And Sue McHugh is obviously very active. We've asked for a greater coordination and cooperation between the Lathrop House activities and the Historic Village. The Metro Parks are asking to roll back their role a little bit, so it is appropriate to be doing that at this time. This is definitely moving in the right direction, and I thank Mrs. Hussman for all the great work she's been doing up there in leading this board to a new level of activity. So thank you very much, Mrs. Hussman.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. No council action taken other than the sign sheet that's coming around. Let's move on to agenda item 16. Is Mr. Mishka, we need a report of your Utilities Committee meeting held at 7 o'clock this evening in these council chambers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This evening at 7 o'clock, we held a meeting of the Utilities and Environment Committee. Members present were committee members, Mr. Frye, Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Westfall. We were also joined by other council members, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Hanen, and Mr. Lutke. Members from our administration included Mr. Stow, Mrs. Brining, Mrs. Booker, Mr. Aller, Mr. Sanford, and Chief Rodas. The subject of the committee meeting was to discuss an increase in a ditch and drain maintenance assessment. During that time, Mr. Aller presented the background and the history on the proposal. He presented the year-end summaries for the years 2011 through 2014 for the fund. The fund is actually on the decline from some unexpected cost increases. The cost increases were due to labor increase from unanticipated storms and a vehicle purchase in 2013. The vehicle that was purchased was replacing another vehicle that was 20 years old. The proposal that Mr. Aller had presented requests a assessment increase from 35 cents per foot to 40 cents per foot to keep up with the ongoing maintenance. The average cost was calculated for each household would be around $3.90 per year. The increase has not, or the assessment has not been adjusted since 2008. The question was asked if the funds can be carried over to the next year, and they can. I asked if there was a motion to move legislation to this evening's meeting. Mr. Frye moved that that happened, and it was seconded by Mrs. Westfall, and the motion passed, and I believe we have legislation for the meeting this evening.
Ordinance number 19-2015 has been distributed by the clerk since the Utilities Committee meeting. This one does include the 40 cents per front foot and is appropriate for passage at this time. So I understand we're going to have streetlights at the next council meeting, and then we can get all these down to the county auditor for inclusion in the 2015 real estate bills that go out in 2016. So, Mr. Mishka, if you could introduce Ordinance 19-2015.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 19-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches located within the corporate limits of the City of Sylvania, authorizing the Director of Public Service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2015, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of Section 727.012 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense thereof upon abutting property, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance 19-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 19-2015.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 19-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 19-2015 is approved. On to Agenda Item 17, Committee Referrals. We have the scheduling of three different committees on the agenda. First is to schedule a Finance Committee meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to schedule a Finance Committee meeting so that we can talk about the five-year financial plan, part of the requirement of the finance and debt policy that we have in place, and also so that we can talk about the Ohio check information from Josh Mendel, who we received that information in our packet. So, Finance Committee members, I'm hoping to schedule that meeting for Friday, May 1st. And the Finance Committee members, just to refresh all of our memories, myself, Mr. Fry, Mr. Hano, and Mr. Lutke. And I'm hoping to schedule that Friday, May 1st, perhaps at 8 o'clock. Is that an option?
Not for me.
Not for you. Okay. Let me get back to my calendar then. Do you have any other time on Friday, May 1st?
Any other time.
Okay. Could you do the end of the day, May 1st?
That's a Friday.
Oh, you mean not that day at all?
No. That day at all, but not 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But the end of the day is Friday.
Yeah,
I have a conflict on that day, too. I'll be out of town.
Okay. So can we look to the following week? I have a conflict before city council meeting. I don't think that I can pull it off at that point in time. Is there any Tuesday, May 5th? I don't think there's any sense of urgency on this.
How does
7th look to you? 7th, I've got a 7:30 meeting. I could do the 5th, 6th, or 8th. Does that work for anybody?
The 5th, 6th, or 8th at 8, would all, those are all fine for me.
Mr. Fry, it looks like they're not working for you. What?
No, that's fine. 5th, 6th, or 8th at 8. When you say 8, I'm assuming you mean a.m.
A.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't do the 6th, I can do the 5th or the 8th.
Why don't we do the 5th? Is that all right? Okay, and then we're going to hold
how
that.
How much time do you think you need for that?
I think an hour max. And we're going to hold that meeting in the finance area meeting room in the administration building. So that's 8 o'clock Tuesday, May 5th. 8 a.m.
Okay, we're going to meet.
Finance conference room, the second floor up in front of the finance office. That way Toby has access to his records if he needs them. So we'll have the clerk post that meeting. We're ready to move on. Mrs. Westfall also requested to schedule a safety committee meeting.
I'd also like to schedule a safety committee meeting, and the purpose of that is to have a conversation around the police use of cameras and things like that in light of all the current police activity we're seeing around the country.
My memory is that's the pretty much the same roster of members.
I'm just actually pulling that up myself. You're good. So the safety committee members, exactly the same people. Myself, so Mr. Fry, Mr. Hannah, Mr. Lutke. Can we do those back to back?
I can't go too far into the morning.
Can we do earlier? Can we start at 7?
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if Toby could start at 7:30.
Chief, are you available that day for the safety?
Sure. Well, we could do safety committee at 8:30.
How far?
7:30 to 8:30, do finance, 8:30 do safety. Is that an option? Is that acceptable to others?
She wants to start finance at 7:30?
Why don't we start finance at 7:30 and plan safety at 8:15 in case we're done ahead of time? Is that all right?
Very nice.
And
same room.
Same room. Thank you.
Okay, we'll post those meetings. Mr. Lutke, you asked to schedule a meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee.
Right, and I think we need about a half an hour to discuss a potential request for some job creation grants, as well as having Mr. Sanford give us an update on some of the more recent developments in our economic development program. I was hoping that we could do this ahead of our meeting on the 4th. Mary, it doesn't sound like you can make that.
You know, I have something that'll be a conflict that would not allow me to be here before 7, and I didn't think that was enough time.
I think it is.
Oh,
for yours. Yeah, but I think it'd be just fine for this.
So I think I can pull that off.
So if we could schedule the Economic Development Subcommittee for 7 o'clock on the 4th, I think that would be fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we will post all three of those meetings for public knowledge. Is there any other business to bring in front of council at this time? We reached the end of the agenda. Information tonight, item A was just the who got the notices on the school board zoning change. You have the meeting minutes from the Board of Architectural Review. There was no business in front of the Municipal Planning Commission. I want to remind everybody that Friday is Arbor Day, an important day in the city of Sylvania. This year, it is at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph's School. Last year, it was at Maplewood. It was actually inside last year at Maplewood. Hopefully, there'll be better weather outside at St. Joseph's School. And Saturday is Shred Day. Thank you to Mr. Lupke for getting that started here in town. I think this is our ninth annual Shred Day. Pretty close to that.
It was myself, but Mr. Beulah, if you may remember, was instrumental in that as well.
And starting last year and continuing this year, they are also accepting electronics for recycling, that being printers, computers, PDAs, cell phones. Computer monitors cost $5, and televisions will not be accepted. Last year, over 5,000 pounds of electronics were recycled. So that's a big day. It's along the railroad tracks behind the court building. That's to have enough queuing space because a lot of people show up for that. We circle them around the municipal parking lot west of City Hall and take them in across City Hall and then up in there. And it's a very efficient operation to recycle those, and I encourage people to do that. It keeps all those papers from going in the landfill, and also by shredding them, you're not exposing your financial information without shredding it first, account numbers, social security numbers, and the like. Everybody can bring up to 2 boxes.
It's also drug drop-off day right out there.
That's right. Well, it's a big day for drop-offs. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, May the 4th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for